Heat opening night is tonight. We're going to have Rob Pizzola on. I had asked Rob earlier, hey, do you feel comfortable handicapping? Because he's very serious about handicapping. And I said, do you feel comfortable handicapping the Heat game? And he said, I don't. He said, I'm not in basketball mode yet. I'm in football mode. And we had kind of agreed before the season started that he was only going to do football and only pro football. But I said, hey, can you do the UMFSU game? And he said, okay, I'll handicap that. So Rob Pizzola, when he finishes his other tapings, is going to join us this hour, as he always does. So let's quickly begin with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Dorel Volkswagen. At Dorel Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Dorel Volkswagen.
This from Dolphins practice today. So Tua was out there to a practice for the first time. Expectation, we all know he's going to play Sunday. Again, expectation that he'll play Sunday versus the Arizona Cardinals at Hard Rock Stadium.
It would be the biggest disappointment in sports if we're all ready for Tua to play on Sunday and all of a sudden you find out it's Tim Boyle. So No goofing around. No goofing around here, folks.
Fire hot. That's why Tyreek was crying. Questionable, probable. Huh?
Crowder, how close can anybody get to Tua on the practice field over the next couple days? Is there like a like over under 3.5 yards? Anybody 3.5 yards near Tua gets cut?
You're probably close, that 4 or 5 range right around there. I told you the story where we jumped Philip Merlin because he hit Chad Pennington. And we all went through those terrible quarterbacks. Chad comes and starts winning. It's some Wednesday practice, and Philip Merlin's this young, you know, guy at Clemson, and he ran up and hit Chad. And I'm not talking about the offensive line. The defense ran over and started kicking him. I mean, what the hell are you doing? You know what happens if he gets hurt? We go back to Sage Rosenfeld. Man, you better not touch this man anymore.
I mean, maybe it's good if he gets his clock rung a little bit in practice. It's gonna happen at some point, right?
Believe you can get your clock cleaned or your bell rung, but I don't think you can get your clock rung.
Ring your clock.
I'm not so certain. I believe.
Well, I'm pretty certain.
There's a very frustrating trend for me happening where every time Rob Pizzola connects, I happen to be saying one of the dumbest things possible. I'm going to go back and cut this up. Literally for the last 3 weeks, every time
you're always
Pizzola,
saying like you're mixing up two phrases or two statements.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to put the horse in the cart, but you know, I believe this could end up being a very funny segment.
All right. So Rob Pizzola's there. Let's bring him in for headlines.
Yeah.
Let's bring him on. Let me bring him on officially here, and then we'll continue on with headlines. Rob Pizzola, by the way, he joins us on Wednesdays at this time. Rob Pizzola.
Clean the lady's about to ring my clock. She's coming to my door. Come on, lady. I'll be in a second.
Rob Pizzola's a professional sports gambler, and I say professional only to show you the difference between what he does for a living versus what we do for a living. There's no professionalism involved in anything that we're involved with. But Rob Pizzola comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed, help you get a step up on the books. Check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Would you like to buy a bean pie from Solana?
See, I completely missed that. So I was wondering what we were getting. So I joined right as he was saying something. Looks like he's dressed for prom today, by the way, as well. Solana.
He's Nation of Islam. Yeah. He's Nation of Islam.
He converted.
He's going to be knocking on doors.
Tie clip there as well. It can't be that windy indoors, Solana. I don't think you need the tie clip.
He got the tie clip, Rob. That Kaseya Center wind is
Kaseya Center wind. No, he's got opening night for the Heat. He's part of our broadcast crew, and so he's got to look good, and he does. Mm. He does.
Yeah, no, I didn't really. I did mean to roast him. I know what I was saying when I said it, but I didn't. you know, came across as more hurtful, I think. I'm sorry, Saran. I do appreciate you, man.
All right, finish up the headline so I can ask Rob some questions.
The Miami Heat open their season tonight, Rob, in case you didn't know. 7:30 p.m., they host the Orlando Magic. Our broadcast begins at 6:15. Lakers beat the Timberwolves last night. Anthony Davis, 36 points, most by a Laker in a season opener since Kobe had 45 and 07.
Did you bet any Bronny James props yesterday, Rob?
I personally did not, but it seems like everyone in the world outside of me had some sort of interest in those props. Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. Crazy time.
Under.
Celtics beat the Knicks yesterday. They blew them out. Panthers got smoked by the Wild 5-1, but Paul Maurice got a new contract. And
Coaching. Got a new contract. Stop coaching. Fat and happy. Thanks, Paul.
That's why Ira muted you.
I got hammered live betting last night. I was at the game last night, Rob. So here's what I did. And we'll get more headlines from Solana, who's wearing an outfit that would make Hubie Brown proud. I had, before the game started, I bet Carter Verhaeghe, Anton Lundell, shots on goal parlay. Verhaeghe at 5. I don't think Lundell was like a minus 11 for the night. Yep. I mean, it was just terrible. He didn't do anything. But then they go down 1-0. Then they're down 2-0. I live bet them down 2-0 at plus 260. I mean, free money, Rob. Then they're down 5-1. I live bet them plus 3.5 goals at plus 160. Everything was a loser last night.
Yeah, not surprising coming from you. First and foremost, if you had just played straight bets instead of the parlays on your, you would have just juiced out. It would have taken whatever.
Probably why you should play two straight bets rather than the parlay.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Also, you got to be very careful with these plus 3.5s, plus 2.5s in hockey games when you bet them live, because if your team does score to get it within 3 or 2, they also very likely pull the goalie very early.
Oh, so at that point then, right, because at 5-1, they're not going to pull the goalie. Then I get 5-2, maybe you pull them and see.
Depends on the team. Each coach has their own preference. I actually don't know Paul Maurice off the top of my head what he would do in those situations, but sometimes you bet the plus 3.5, your team scores, you go down 3, and then they pull the goalie with like 9 minutes left in the game trying to score 3 goals, and you don't really have a chance. You got to be careful with those live ones. Not that you're going to listen to this information, Mark.
I will not.
I'm sure you'll just do the same thing at the next
already
time.
Already out of my head.
Yes.
Do you ever already think about the goalie getting pulled? Have you ever thought about that?
I do think about that, but not in the situation that he just, because in my mind, hey, all the Panthers need to do is score a goal, and I'm going to cover that bet, and I'm going to make up for the losing bets that I've got working already. So can they score a goal in the next 10 minutes? I think they can. But I was thinking also down 5-1, you're not going to pull the goalie under any circumstance. You're just happy if you could hit a button and just end the game. Paul Moore, any head coach, would just end the game at that point. But you're right. If you do cut it to 3, you probably are going to pull the goalie at that point. I had not thought of that. But as he says, all the, you know, bet just the two bets, not that, like, I'm already thinking about my points parlay tonight for the Heat.
Yeah. See, what happened last year is Mark did cash one of these Florida Panthers, a couple of them, in the early going live bets when they went down a couple goals.
Yeah.
And he was sending me the images of like, hey, look, cash another live bet. And that's the worst thing that can happen to someone like Mark is to hit those bets in the early going, because he's now going to play them for the rest of his life.
Rest of my life. This point.
It's done. You would want to see a losing bettor lose those in the first place so that they don't get the temptation to continue betting them going forwards. But Mark's going to
Panthers economic recovery plan worked for me.
But Rob, no, to that. But you play trends. So if the Panthers, and Hawk was hitting them last year, where the Panthers would get down and come back, should you play that, or should you like have amnesia between every game because they were doing it?
You got to know when to stop. It's like the guy that goes into the casino and he wins a bunch of money playing roulette, right? In the long run, you're going to lose. If you win the money that time, you got to take it and you got to run and you got to stop playing roulette, because the more you play, the more it's going to work in the
That's my game.
In casino's favor. And Mark, for this scenario, it's fine. When you start to notice this stuff, listen, there could be some hidden stuff in market. You might say Panthers are underpriced when they go down a few goals. But eventually what happens in any betting market is that people start to catch on to that. And it just doesn't exist for a long period of time. So you can take a great example would be baseball. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago to start the season, they changed the baseball, and Major League Baseball didn't tell anybody they were changing the baseball, but there were no home runs in the first month of the season. After the first 3-4 games, if you're just following all the data for baseball, you'd see that the ball is coming off the bat slower. It's not getting hard, hit as hard. The pitchers were complaining about the seams on the ball. You could have just blindly bet every under for 3 or 4 weeks and you would have made a killing. But then everybody started to figure that out and everyone started to bet all the unders, and then the market overcorrected and there became value on all the overs instead. So it's all about timing, Crowder. And Mark doesn't have that. He just has,
I also don't know what a good price is. Like when he says it's a good price, I just know. Like, I don't know if the market is priced in a good price or not, because I just know down to nothing. Well, those are better odds than when it was before the game. So I'll just jump on that. But I don't know if it's a good price or a bad price, to be honest.
My gambling buddy, Rob.
Listen, to be fair, as long as you're betting recreationally and within your limits and it's not a problem, it's totally fine.
I lost $40,000 last night. Yeah.
Rob, you can't deal with
that. But that was on the turkey sandwiches. That had nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with the game. That was nothing to do with the bets. Yeah.
No, I do. I gamble recreationally because for exactly the reasons that he says. I never gamble enough to get hurt, or I just like the feeling of winning.
Yep.
But I don't like if I win my biggest bet, nothing's changing in my life, and if I lose my biggest bet, nothing's changing in my life. I hope I would take it a little more seriously or learn more about the actual nuances if I was doing it for a living like Rob.
I would hope so as well.
Just based on knowing myself for 54 years, I wouldn't.
We got green, baby.
That's all I care about. Hey, green.
Colors. We got green.
Yep, that's it. If they play a sound when Mark wins his bet, you bet he's going back to bet it. Actually, we talked about that before, right? You were playing blackjack purely because of the sound effects.
The best part wasn't just playing blackjack. It was when I just decided one hand before bed every night for $100. Like that was a real low point in my life. Oh, do I remember that time fondly, though.
You were alive.
I did. I felt alive. All right. Anything else in the headlines, Farrakhan?
Is that tie cardboard? It doesn't move.
It's because the tie clip has it in place. It's not going to move. That's why he wears it. It's not even clipped in. It's just it's not clipped to the shirt.
I don't think he knows how to wear a tie clip. Is that clipped to your shirt or no?
Right now, no.
It's a tie earring. He has on a tie earring. You are ridiculous.
You have a lovely brooch.
Weather from the Mesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
I'm only goofing on you because I lost all my money last night and I'm about to again tonight.
Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Partly cloudy.
Your
80
tie
degrees.
Got dressed up for you. That's so nice of me.
Get a ladybug next time.
You know what, though? This does make more sense. Holy hell.
Between the second and third button, Solana. Between the second and third button.
No,
a little bit higher up.
Actually, no, Rob, I Googled it this morning. Third and fourth button, actually.
Oh, third and fourth. Okay. Well, I go lower third. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it in Canada, to be fair.
It's a little different by country. You're right. You're right, Solana.
That's funny, man.
I Googled it this morning. But you didn't Google how to put it on.
You
just
Googled. You thought it was just to place it between the third and fourth button?
Well, I guess.
Here's the problem. I bought a bunch of ties. This is a brand new tie. I bought a bunch of ties for the season, but they don't have like the little slot for the back part of the tie to go in. Right. And full disclosure, I'm not exactly great at tying a tie. So
That's pretty good.
Like ones that have the loop that you can insert it into. Yeah.
Right. So I had to get tie clips. So I did. I ordered two tie clips, and one of them is the one I'm wearing right now. But yeah, there's no instruction manual on these things. Go figure.
Difficult.
Yeah, you could. If you don't have the clip, you can take the little piece behind and just stuff it into your shirt. That's like the pro move. But the clip has to be attached to the shirt or else it defeats
else
the purpose.
Just an earring for the tie, as Crowder so eloquently has pointed out.
You pay shipping and handling for that?
And we don't normally do college football with Pizzola because he's really focused on NFL, but UM has their big rivalry game and UM is undefeated. They are a 21.5 point favorite over FSU on Saturday night.
Yeah, so FSU's actually been bet a little bit today, down to 21, some spots 20.5 right now. I couldn't tell you why, in all honesty. I don't know if anyone's watched FSU play this year. They can't score. They just can't. They can't move the ball on anyone. There's just no offense to speak of. And normally, I don't want to lay big prices with Miami's play. Played a lot of close games as well, as you guys would know. But it's one of those games, and all these games down the stretch are going to be so impactful for Miami because they want to make an impression. They want to win by margin as much as possible. And there's a possible Heisman hopeful as well for the team. So there's a real scenario here where they just continue to pour it on down the stretch, regardless of the fact of whether the game is out of hand. And I just can't see FSU scoring. So I full disclosure to the audience, I'm much better at betting NFL than college football, but I'm actually going to lay the 20.5 with Miami today because I just think that price is a little bit short. I think they're scoring into the 30s, and if they do, I'm really not sure FSU can get to the mid-teens.
What do you think about betting that up? We have this new bet that we've fallen in love with since you pointed it out to us. Like, I bet Jacksonville Sunday morning minus 10. I think the line was 3 because you had suggested, hey, sometimes if you think a team is just like, what do you think about betting that Miami line up to minus 30 or so?
So these aren't the particular games where I like to do it. You could argue there's a little bit more variance in this game. I like to do it in games where there's like a big time unknown. So, for example, new quarterback is playing where no one really knows what that quarterback is going to be. You could get a result that's skewed heavily in one direction or the other, like some sort of new piece of information that it's really hard for everyone in the market to price it. That's where I like to play the alternate lines, not in a situation like this where, you know, we know what FSU and Miami are. It's pretty easy to set a spread here. It's unlikely that it's off by a lot. But
I
just don't get, you know, FSU gets bet a lot in the market. I don't understand what people are seeing with this team. It's like betting the Cleveland Browns in the NFL every week and just, you know, hoping that Deshaun Watson gets it together. They can't score. They don't score on anyone. I don't know when that's going to suddenly change.
How about the Dolphins? Let's move over to the Dolphins game then. They are 3.5 point favorites over the Cardinals. That might be the quarterback change and the variance that you're talking about.
Exactly. This is a game where I would look at playing Miami alternate lines. I gave out Miami on the show last week with you guys. I think we got incredibly unlucky. I think that was a great bet. Probably wins 80, 90% of the time. You got two fumbles in the game, Mostert, Alec Ingold, plus the missed kick that hits the crossbar from 54 yards. It happens. There is...
And you can never really account for Tim Boyle.
Exactly. Exactly. What are you going to do?
Great fourth and three pass.
Oh, you know. I got to tell you, some of the fourth downs I've seen in the NFL this year where like the quarterback doesn't even get a pass off or they check it down short of the line of scrimmage, all this stuff. Yeah, Crowder's getting called by security now.
Hey, Rob, I
cleaning lady
myself.
Is really upset.
I'll tell you what, when he's in a hotel, all bets are off, man. He's got housekeeping, Uber Eats.
Well, at least he didn't lock himself out this time, right? It could be worse. But with the Dolphins, I do like them this week. Now, I usually like to bet against quarterbacks in their first game back from injury. It's been a pretty successful angle going on a long time now. You tend to see an underperformance whenever a quarterback is out with injury and they come back. But I think this is such a monumental upgrade for the Dolphins getting Tua back. They can throw downfield again. Arizona doesn't get pressure on the quarterback. They have a very bad secondary that gives up a lot of big plays. And on the other side of things, they don't have any receivers that are getting separation. Like Marvin Harrison Jr., everyone thought he was going to be a stud coming out of college. He has the worst separation of any wide receiver in the league right now. They just don't have the playmakers. So I like Miami laying the 3.5. If you could get -3, -120, do that. But Mark, I agree with you. This is one of those games where you can go and take some -7.5, even some -14.5, numbers that are out there, because I think there's blowout potential here.
No Tua rushing overs, though, right?
I don't think we can do that. I don't think. I mean, listen, you guys would know better than I would. I would be floored if Tua has a rushing attempt in this game. I would be absolutely floored.
Because I've been in love with rushing overs for quarterbacks as well. I parlayed. It was Casey and San Fran, I think, the night game. I parlayed Purdy and Mahomes over rushing overs. They both went over.
Yeah.
Monday night, I had Tampa, Baker Mayfield over 12.5 yards rushing. He had 10 for the entire game, the last play of the game. He just ran forward for 10 yards. I don't know why. I love quarterback rushing overs, but there probably won't be a prop for Tua, do you think?
There will be, I think. I think it'll be juiced to the under because most people want to bet the under thinking there won't be a rushing attempt. I don't foresee it happening. I don't think they want to put him in that position. But I do got to tell you, Mark, this is another really bad strategy that you're doing. And the reason why.
Not shocking.
Is in all likelihood, a lot of games end with quarterback kneels.
And, right. And I have not rushes. Been a victim yeah. of that yet.
Right. So when you're parlaying the two quarterback rushing yards over, it's kind of counterintuitive.
Same game, right.
In the same game. Because one of them is, you know, is above 50% chance that it'll end in a knee.
Right, that is a dumb bet.
Hey, Rob.
You live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Rob, because I want to ask you, because you do this professionally. You're moving, you know, in the near future. You're very good at this. The years of us talking.
I'm moving too, but much smaller place. I'm out of money.
Rob's upsizing. You're downsizing. Rob, have you ever heard a good hawk strategy in years of talking with you?
Good point.
I'm thinking hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the radio listeners who can't see me. I don't think he's ever come to me with something where, like, it made a light bulb go off in my head. I'm like, wow, how come I never thought of that before?
I can't argue that.
Yeah. Not sports betting. I mean, I'm sure if somebody checked the tape over time, there might be something that you've said where I'm like, you know what? That's interesting, but I don't think I've ever learned anything sports betting related from Hawk. No.
Well, I'll keep swinging for the fences.
Yeah. I do feel like he does try to come to me with a lot of strategies, though. You know, I noticed this.
There's got to be something that you, a professional, hasn't thought of yet that I stumble into. Admittedly, now, when I hear you explain why the double quarterback rushing overs in the same game is a dumb bet, when you explain it that way, that does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to parlay those together.
My book, though, correlation.
Yeah.
My book cashed the ticket before the game was over, like popped it up green and the money was in the account.
Yeah.
Do you think they would reverse that if someone did kneel at the end and then go under?
So I don't want to hit you with some hard facts here, but I will. Normally when books do that and they grade it before the game ends, it's because they actually want to give you the money so you can bet it on something else. So it's more of a sign of who you are as a bettor that they graded it early.
You know,
it's very rare that they grade my bets early. In fact, they almost never do. Yeah.
Because when we did the show at the arena, the Panthers arena, I walk in and there's a little push notification from the Hard Rock app and goes, "Hey, you're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Would you like to bet this, you know, 30% profit boost?" And then I said, well, isn't that cool? And then I think Crowder Solana pointed out, Hard Rock app just has eyes on me at all time. because I'm one of their best customers. So I go, now I notice it. Hey, you're taking a dump. Would you like 30% profit boost on this Nerfie? Well, sure. And, you know, wherever I am, but they 24 hours a day, they've got eyes on me somewhere. There's someone watching me because I'm a good revenue stream.
Was it Hard Rock that paid your bet out early?
It was.
Hmm. It would be very rare for them to reverse that. They can. But, yeah, I think they're – I mean, this is a new market for them. I think they're trying to get you your money back as quickly as possible so you could put it in play on something else.
To be fair, though, Rob, that game specifically was week one. I think the over-under was set at 3.5 or 2.5, Hawk. It was extremely low.
That was this weekend.
Oh, it was? Because the same thing happened to me week one where we all bet two overs – rushing, and it was like 3 or 4.5, very low margin.
No, but it was just last week. It was the KC-San Francisco game where I had Purdy and Mahomes,
but
and they cashed it out.
They did cash it out for me in the second quarter, but Tua had, by the end of the first half, I think he had like 18 or 19 rush yards. It would be very, very odd.
Well, I imagine there's an algorithm as to how far an over would have to go over. Because even a running back, you can hit the over, but then they can lose yards too. So I would imagine that there has to be some sort of point of no return.
I mean, I used to consult for sportsbooks before. I'll say the most likely scenario here is it's actually just a bug. Like Hard Rock's fairly new to market. You know, they're not operational in every state. Most likely, they just have something in their system that says as soon as this gets triggered, as soon as it exceeds this, pay it out. That it's a good customer service thing, too. People see the money in their account right away. They're happy. But it's likely just a bug. And if it is, you should only play those props, like those rushing props at Hard Rock. Because if they're going to pay them out as soon
as
they
go over. We don't have an option in Florida otherwise.
Well, it's true. You're in Florida. Correct. Yes.
And I'm a paid endorser. I'm a paid endorser of the Hard Rock app, too.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Okay.
I highly recommend them regardless. Maybe they just treat me like a VIP because I've got the...
Yeah. Maybe they just treat everyone like VIPs because they're that good. They're that great of an app.
That's true. Thank you for saying that. That was my thoughts exactly. All right. We're out of time because I know he has to go. I only gave you two games. I didn't get to the other ones. But Rob likes and the Dolphins. I mean, what more could you ask for? Yeah. Right?
Every now and then, you got to go on local radio and give the home teams up, right? You got to do it. It's just part of the shit.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Rob Pizzola, ladies and gentlemen. He comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, part of the Hammer Betting Network. And you can check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you as always, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets. Good night. Good luck tonight, Solana. You look good. Don't let anyone put you down. All right, bud?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I really appreciate that. Really sounds like you.
I hate when someone does that at the end, you know, where they
torture
you.
He does look.
Because Crowder does that all the time.
He's got the clip on properly. Now it's a good look. It's a good
look. Crowder will torch you up and down, and then he'll say, but you know you're my boy, right? And that somehow absolves him of all the insults that he just threw out there. And Rob just did the same. Oh, by the way, you really do look good. Don't let these guys get to you.
Yeah, my boy,
I came out of the box throwing haymakers at you, Solana.
He was an easy target. He was an easy target.
Look at him.
See you, Rob. There you go, Rob Pizzola. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and we'll get things back on track after a fun segment. I could talk to Rob Pizzola for an hour easily.
Good.
Man, does he point out all my flaws as a gambler? Not that he needs to point them out, because all you have to do is look at how many deposits I have to make into the account. So I know that I'm not doing well. Bam over tonight, by the way, 15.5.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't go anywhere. We will continue talking about things we don't know anything about.
Hawk and Crowder.
Rob Pizzola, it always amazes me. I was telling Crowder off the air just how bad a gambler I am. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, the bets that I'm making are, you know, mathematically bad bets or whatever. Yeah. But I have fun.
I don't know if it is, but I thought about that thing he said about the quarterback coming back. I bet the Dolphins alternative at 6.5 for +140, and I bet 8.5 at +200.
See, I like that. Plus, I like it for real, not just mathematically. No. I'm going to like it for real because this Dolphins team with Tua, did you see Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill was just talking to the media. He used some expletives, but he said, start me in fantasy. We're back, baby.
I like it.
There were a couple mother bleepers in there as well. Like, he's jacked up.
Cardinals-Chargers game was boring as hell. I think the Cardinals threw for like 130 yards. Tua comes back with the offense we expect it to be. We could win by 10 plus. That's my thought.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Tua is back for Sunday. And Tyreek Hill, if you look on social media, is grinning from ear to ear. And I'm telling you, he just said, if you start me in fantasy, you're going to rack up some points because I'm mother bleeping back, baby.
What if they double team him?
Drive me crazy. Solana and I were talking about this yesterday. Somebody, you know, texting in, oh, two safeties and they're essentially double team. And I'm like, they double team Randy Moss all game long. They double, like, they didn't just think this year to double Tyreek. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that, like, so the notion that, like, again, I don't want to relitigate it, but to me, that goes back to quarterback play. Period. End of story. It's not Mike McDaniel's fault. It is, but it isn't. But I'm absolving him of a lot of the blame because he knows what he's trying to scheme. Mm-hmm. I think it's folly. I said it to Solana. I think it's folly to think to yourself, oh, Mike McDaniel, what he told Tyler Huntley and what he told Tim Boyle was, don't worry about Waddle or Hill. You got to look for Alec Ingold. Like, that's not what he was doing out there. But the quarterbacks were incapable, and yep. Tua is capable, and I think you'll see it on Sunday.
You don't think they were double-teaming Tyreek when he had 1,800 last year?
Right. I mean, it's an absurd notion.
They are not as accurate. Their timing's not there. Their release isn't Tua. It's not Tua. Tua runs this offense beautifully. There's a number of people that can run this offense beautifully, but not Tyler or Skyler or what's the other guy? Damn, Tim. Tim.
I saw they re-signed C.J. Beathard to the practice squad today. So who is Tua's backup, Solana? Do we know officially?
No, we do not know officially just yet. It's going to be either C.J. Beathard, Skylar Thompson, or Tim Boyle.
Y'all ever make rice at the house? And you have to scrape up those bottom pieces that stick to the bottom.
I happen to like the bottom pieces.
We're scraping the bottom of this rice pot right now, man.
The
C.J. Beathard.
The Dolphins injury report officially was released for today. Teron Armstead, rest, did not practice. Calais Campbell, rest, did not practice. Storm Duck, ankle, did not practice. Tyler Huntley, right shoulder, did not practice. Cater Kohu, neck, did not practice. Liam Eichenberg, shoulders, limited in practice. Javon Holland, hand, limited in practice. Emmanuel Ogba, bicep, limited in practice. Tua, concussion. He is officially still in concussion protocol. He was limited in practice. And Jaylen Waddle, with a quad, was limited in practice. So there's your official injury report.
The entire offensive line didn't do anything today because no defensive pass rusher was getting anywhere near Tua anyway, so it was a light day. What'd you say, Crowder? Jason Taylor would show up to practice in like Nikes, like just like the normal
Jordan
shoes.
He had a Jordan deal. He'd have on Jordans at practice and just come off the edge and slap hands with people.
Tua walking around practice today. It was like, you ever see that video of Kim Jong-un and they're just running next to his limo wherever it goes? Like, yes. That was just anyone who's not on the field. Just make a circle around Tua. Don't let anyone near him. And let's get to Sunday.
It might have been a topic in the team meeting. Hey, guys, we're going to do some 11-on-11 today. If you beat your block in the defense, fall down in the fetal position.
Don't Tua's passing overs on the Hard Rock app, 237.5 is over. Where the yards passing is set.
Over. I bet the alternative high lines, and I'm bet over on Tua stuff. Passing, not rushing. Yeah, Hawk, you can keep that. But passing.
How about
yeah.
Tua anytime touchdown, plus 900?
No.
No chance.
No chance. Let's do the tush push with Tua. Put his head right up front. No touchdown.
I appreciate the confidence in this texter. Hawk, I'm with you. Bam, over 15.5. I enjoy your takes on betting. I'll piggyback all day. We ride at dawn. We're riding right into a lake. You've attached your cart to a very, very bad horse.
What bridge do you live under, sir?
Let's see what the BAM prop is now, just for fun. Still 15 and a half. I did not move the line.
Old Rancho Banchero's coming, right?
22 and a half is his over-under for tonight.
I like Old Rancho.
Jimmy, 18 and a half. Tyler Hero, 18 and a half. Bam, 15 and a half. Terry Rozier, 14 and a half. Triple J, 7 and a half. Nikola Jovic, 6 and a half. And Duncan Robinson, 5 and a half.
I like the Duncan.
Solana said it's going to be Duncan's year.
I just buy 5.5. You know he's going to get some shots off.
Solana, you got to head down to the arena?
I do. Let's go, John.
Excited?
I am. Nothing gets me more hyped up than Heat basketball.
6:15 tonight, preheat with Alejandro Solana. We got a 7:30 tip at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, 7:30 p.m. tip off tonight, baby.
All right, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call. Solana will be joined by Tommy Tig for the pregame show. I mean, we're back, baby, right? We're back. I mean, it all starts tonight.
Heat basketball tonight. Inter Miami playoff game Friday. Canes UM as Miami's a top 10 team, undefeated Saturday. Tua's back on Sunday. Can't ask for anything else, man.
I mean, time of our lives. All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Solana's going to take off, head to the arena. And Crowder, you're going to have to unmute your mic before you start doing that live commercial or no one's going to hear you. And Dan Dale, pop in for the 5 o'clock headlines for Solana. And before you know it, it's going to be Heat tip-off. I'm very excited.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.